This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Kuchka and Down by the Water here on The Pulse, the show that brings you the latest in the music world and fresh new music. We're going to do things a little bit different today. We're going to kickstart this segment with something we like to call... Yeah, by the way, legendary hip-hop trio The Fugees have unveiled plans for an international reunion tour to celebrate 25 years since the release of the 1996 critically acclaimed album The Score. The trio, Lauryn Hill, Wyclef Jean and Prash Mikael, this will be their first public performance in 15 years and will take place on September the 25th, pretty soon, in support of Global Citizen Live, a global broadcast event that will call on world leaders to defend the planet and to defeat poverty. The Score, an iconic album released on Columbia Records, peaked at number one on the Billboard 200 shortly after its release and also became the third best-selling album of the year. Although the Fugees didn't disband after The Score, tensions were pretty much high with the trio and they branched out largely focusing on their solo projects. And while a reunion seemed long out of the question due to this frayed relationship, rumors and talks of a possible comeback has increased over the recent years. And guess what? It's finally happening. Once again, September the 25th. Do keep your ears out for that.
Yeah, that's pretty soon, right? Yeah. But by the way, The Weeknd and his collaborators, Nicholas Jaar and Frank Dukes, have gotten into a bit of trouble again after they're accused, not for the first time, of ripping off songs. After Years Ayer and Portishead, Sunil Fox and Henry Strange joined the list of musicians who have accused The Weeknd of ripping off a song. The song in question is called Call Out My Name, taken from The Weeknd's 2018 mini album, My Dear Melancholy. Fox and Strange have filed a copyright lawsuit in Los Angeles federal court against The Weeknd, as well as Nicholas Jaar and Frank Dukes, his collaborators. Universal Music Group and other parts of the corporate structure are also named in the lawsuit. So according to both Fox and Strange, Call Out My Name has taken elements from their song called Vibe King, released in 2015. In their suit, they said that, and I quote, both works are in a minor key, both works are in a 6/8 meter that is less common in popular music, both works are played at a similar tempo, and both works use features of electronica, ambience, pop, hip-hop, rock, and R&B to achieve a particular atmospheric and melancholic sound. To further complicate matters, Fox and Strange also said that they have corresponded with The Weeknd scam before and have records that can support their case. They said that they have emailed the song to Eric White, The Weeknd's DJ and playback engineer, who then told them that The Weeknd thought the tune was quote-unquote fire.
Fire.
They also claimed that White also allegedly wrote back saying that they're planning not to credit Fox and Strange for their work. The plot thickens. And with the lawsuit, Fox and Strange are planning to get all of the profits from the song Call Out My Name together with legal fees. They also want to block The Weeknd from performing or distributing the song until a verdict is reached. Like I said earlier, The Weeknd is no stranger to this controversy, but let's see how this case will pan out and what's the truth.
The Weeknd, no stranger to controversy and no stranger to publicity as well, right? Either bad or good publicity.
Yep.
Also, by the way, Elton John announced that he recently suffered a hip injury in a fall and has postponed numerous UK dates, tour dates as he recovers. 22 dates in UK arenas due to begin with 9 nights at the London's O2 Arena on November 14 will now kick off in April 2023.
Wow,
that's April 2023.
Okay.
Yeah, so Elton John, of course, said this will be his final tour, which was announced way back in 2018, set to end in December of 2020. But of course, we know COVID-19, the pandemic has made that long stretch of shows postponed. During his current touring hiatus, he will release his 32nd studio album on October 22nd. It's going to be called The Lockdown Sessions, featuring tracks with stars like Stevie Wonder, Dua Lipa, Lil Nas X, and there were songs that were recorded during the pandemic while John was unable to go on tour. So we can't see him live in person, but at least we have the lockdown sessions for now. And that was our By The Way segment. Do stay tuned because coming up, myself and Hanif will review Common's latest release, A Beautiful Revolution Part 2. This is The Pulse. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.